Well, it is warm today. It is sunny, and we're going to bring you some pop, local pop here. It's New Music Tuesday, and our guest today, originally from Toronto, born in Toronto, but lives in Montreal now, and she's a pop singer-songwriter. It's New Music Tuesday.
And we don't talk anymore. A memory when it shouldn't be. And you avoid conversation. So I'll do the same to you. Yeah.
Hey, Duke, you know, I love my dose of pop.
Well, it doesn't get much better than this, and it's local on top of it, from a forthcoming EP due out this summer called Good In My Shoes. That's Montreal's own Jordan Sugar. She used to be from the T-Dot, but she came to the hot city finally. A single called Stranger is going to be on there, and it's my privilege and honor to welcome her as our guest on New Music Tuesdays here on Let's Go, Miss Jordan Sugar. Thank you for hopping by.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. What's up?
Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you. What's going on?
You've been doing this for a long time, even though you're like very young. From the time that you could walk, you were doing this.
Yes.
And you actually play several instruments, but I think you started on drums. How old were you?
I was like 3 years old.
On drums?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
how does that happen? Well, now, how does that work? Do your parents
you
go buy you a drum
a fork,
kit?
But yeah. you're playing with drumsticks.
I guess.
So my dad actually had like this set at home, and I started just banging around, and then actually it kind of stemmed in when Rock Band started, like, you know, 2006, 2007. I would go on like Expert at like, you know, 5, 6 years old, and I would get like a 90%. And I think I just had it in me, like rhythm, and from such a young age, and it just stemmed into like everything I'm doing now. So it's been crazy.
Well, you mentioned it was your dad's kid, so I assume he was a player as well.
Yes, my dad grew up playing, but yeah, it never really went past just a hobby for him.
When did you start on guitar and then piano?
Guitar and piano, again, anywhere I saw music, I would like pick up an instrument. So I would see a guitar and I would pick it up and I would just strum and play or try to learn a chord. Same with piano. Like when I was really young, my grandparents had a piano at their house and I would go and I would just play random things on the piano, you know, anything. That's what I love to do. And so it mostly just started during the pandemic though, like 2020. When I had time to really focus.
Talk to us about the transition from the 6 to the 514. How did you come here from Toronto?
Well, it was just my parents grew up here, and then they moved to Toronto, and they had me and my sister. And then when I was around 9 years old, we came back. All my family is here.
That doesn't happen often, eh, Sabrina?
It doesn't.
We know about the pilgrimage to Toronto. Coming back, that's a good story. It's nice to hear that.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Talk to us about this EP. Now, you've been releasing singles for the last couple of years. The last time we had you on was during the pandemic.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's Zoom and Google Meet and all this sort of thing. So we didn't get to see you face to face. How long have you been working on this project? And talk to us about the producer that you're working with as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So we've been working on this EP since 2020, really. There's about 7 songs on the EP. 4 of them are out. 1 of them's coming out very, very soon. And the 2 others are unreleased and we can't wait to put them out. In terms of the producer I'm working with, Flav, we met...
He's on the other side of the glass.
Yes, he's
right
on
here.
The other
What's
side.
Up,
I met him. He's my stepdad as well as my executive producer and manager. And so it all just came together. He used to work with the Backstreet Boys and sing Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. He did everything. And so he stopped. But then when I started doing this, it kind of was a perfect opportunity for him to get back into it.
Ah.
So.
Makes me think of Al Pacino in The Godfather Part 3, right, Flav? Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Yeah.
The Backstreet Boys aren't strangers to you, though, however. You actually worked with one of the members not that long ago.
Yes, I did. I worked worked with AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. We're on a show together called The Fashion Hero. He was the host, and I was the host for the kids portion of the show. So I got to work with him. I got to sing with him, you know, just have good conversations. Such a down-to-earth, awesome guy. It was such a pleasure working with him. And he wants to take me on tour as his opening act. So
that's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Now, when we think of the Backstreet Boys, Sabrina, we think of like a kids group, right? Who are like a generation and a half older than
Jordan.
True.
It's very true.
It's like, no. I'm saying, okay, that makes sense. Oh, no, wait a minute. Was she born when they had
the Backstreet like, men now, I think. Yeah. I don't even call them the Backstreet Boys anymore.
The Backstreet elders, if you will. Now, that's not the only celebrity that you managed to grab the attention of. Somebody from Stratford, Ontario.
Yes.
Probably one of the biggest pop stars in history was also digging up on you. Talk
yes.
to us about the Beeb.
Oh, my God.
Are Justin. You blushing?
Yes.
Meanwhile, my daughter's at home listening enraged.
No, so again, I started posting on TikTok 2020. I only really posted a lot of just random singing covers, and it happened to be a lot of Justin Bieber songs since that's who I felt comfortable singing. So I would sing a lot of his songs, and people in the comments would be like tagging Justin Bieber and tagging. One of my videos got like, you know, 3.5 million views, and it just blew up. And so it grabbed his attention. I know the date by heart. It was August 13th, 2020 at around 10:30 p.m. Like that's just so
you know
special
the seconds?
To me. No, I wish I would. If I did, I would. But no, he took one of my TikToks and he put them on his Instagram story.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's crazy.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it's still hard to believe. Honestly, I don't even believe it. Honestly.
Well, it's interesting, Jordan. I mean, you have the date down, August 13, 2020. I feel like in 2020, 2021, time was a blur. People don't have many, you know, specific memories like that. That was a time when a lot of artists were struggling. This was like a time of opportunity for you. How do you kind of explain that?
It was, you know what? I feel like when the pandemic hit, a lot of people just kind of took it as like, you know, stand still and, you know, things are off and that's okay. But then I took it more as like, oh, I'm not going back to school. I won't have to see these people again because I was graduating Sec 5. So I was like, you know what? I don't care if, let's see how people react to my voice, because it wasn't, no one knew I could sing up until I just posted a first TikTok video. So that was the crazy part. They knew me as a drummer and a basketball player. That's what I was. And then as soon as I was like practicing my voice in the shower and in private, I was just like, I can do this. And my sister's like, do it, post. And I was like, I had 100 followers. Okay, who cares? My friends. I posted, they were like, why have you never sang for us before? Like, why? And I was like, I didn't think I was that good. And then I guess the rest is history. I just wanted to take the opportunity of COVID to really make something out of it. And I knew that if I didn't take it, I would miss out on something, you know, so special that I really wanted to do. I just never had the courage to do it. So it kind of gave me a place and a time to be like, this is what I want to do, so here's the moment to do it.
Why did you never have the courage to do it, do you think?
I just think that, I don't know. I'm very confident in what I'm good at, and I think that that's what I wasn't sure if I was good at. I wasn't sure if I was a good singer, so I wasn't confident. Basketball put me on the court. I was confident that I would do well. Drumming, I was confident, but as soon as they put me in front of a microphone, I was like, I'm not sure yet, until I was really ready, which is when COVID hit, and I was like, you know what? Boom. If I don't take the opportunity now, like, I'm going to waste it. And so I was just like, I got to just post on TikTok. I got to see where this takes me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Sabrina and I, during the pandemic, we interviewed a lot of artists who are a bit older than you and basically were contending with where their careers were, where they were hit financially very hard, especially not being able to play, which is the way most independent musicians make their living. But we know that the pandemic hit younger people in a very different way. And you are getting ready to come out the box during this time.
Yes.
As an artist that was slightly younger than some of the musicians that we're referring to, how did it affect you to be wanting to chase your dream, create art, and yet at the same time, you basically can't leave the house?
Yeah, so I think that TikTok, it's really thanks to TikTok and social media. I mean, it really, that's all it takes. You know, you post a video on TikTok and it blows up and it's like, boom, you know, you're the next hit. But it wasn't even about that. It's just about, I felt almost a security being behind the camera. And so people were nervous after, like, when it was dying down, like, can you do the same thing but in person, right? Like, are you going to be as shy behind, like, you're perfect in front of the camera, but are you the same in person? And I think that all just started when I went TikTok live, and like, I know I'm still behind the camera, but it's still live interaction. Same with being on the radio, right? So it's kind of, it's that exact thing. You got to be on point, unless you're going to you know, lose it. So I think that that's where it, that's all, that's how it happened.
So yeah. For all the conspiracy theorists, TikTok does have a positive side.
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah, very much.
Do you write your music from personal experiences?
Oh, yes. So I do. Basically, I take a situation or an experience from my life and I make it in a way that's going to be authentic to myself, but also very relatable to the public. So it's not like too specific of the exact experience where people are like, oh, it's too much, like your experience, that, but I can also relate. So that's how I create my music. Yeah.
Talk to us about the song Stranger. What was the inspiration for that? We just heard a bit of it at the top.
Yeah, so that was written with Dante Hart, who's Corey Hart's daughter. And we wrote this on Zoom.
She's hanging out with Corey's daughter.
I like so many connections here. You know, there's 6 degrees of separation to Jordan Sugar.
There's a lot. There's a lot. It's been a crazy 3 years.
Hanging out with Celine's grandson soon, right? Why not?
So I had, so we went on Zoom and we met, and then she came to me. She's like, I have this melody, like da 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 da, and I was like, oh, that's really catchy. And she goes, what do you want to write about today? And I was like, there's an experience I went through and we both kind of related. So then in 6 hours, we had kind of like Stranger. We had it. We had the song laid out and we were like, yeah, this is pretty good. And then we brought it to the producer and they did the whole, you know, producing of the song. And then I re-recorded my vocals and boom, it was out.
So right here on Let's Go, New Music Tuesdays, today is the world premiere of the single. It only comes out June 9th, but you get to hear it here first anywhere in the Milky Way galaxy. It's called Fool of Me. Talk to us about that track.
Oh my God. Fool of Me was written with two amazing writers. And we wrote this song again on Zoom. I started just on my piano about, again, a melody. And you have a melody and you have an experience and you have like kind of an idea of what you want to write about. And I took the piano, I just came up with a few chords and I was like starting to sing. And I always record myself. I think that's very important. The minute I sit down at the piano, I'm recording myself because you never know what's going to happen.
You're also hearing the evolution, right?
Of
your voice, the song, everything.
Yes. You never know what's going to come. And I don't intend to write a song. I don't sit down intending. It either comes to me or it doesn't, and I don't force it. So I sit down and I just start playing and I record, and then I go back after and I'm like, hold on, that was actually kind of good. And so you kind of take that out and then I match it with something else that I did maybe a month or two ago, a week ago. And it's like, wow, that could be a song. And I brought it to these two amazing writers and they were able to help me finish it. And then boom, we hit the producer with it. And now it's ready. We're super excited.